The broken metal triangle wasn't the easiest thing to work with, particularly in the cramped space available. Still, it took Luke only a couple of minutes to get the cover plate off and pull the wires out of his way. Hunching forward, he could see through the hole to the back of the outlet in R2's room.
"I don't think I can get your outlet open from here," he called to the droid. "Is your room locked?"
There was a negative beep, followed by an odd sort of whining, as if R2 was spinning his wheels.
"Restraining bolt?" Luke asked.
The spinning slash whine came again.
"Or a restraint collar?"
An affirmative beep, with frustrated overtones. It figured. In retrospect, a restraining bolt would leave a mark, whereas a collar, snugged around R2's lower half, would do nothing but let him wear out his wheels a little.
"Never mind," Luke reassured him. "If there's enough wire in here to reach the door, I should be able to unlock it. Then we can both get out of here."
Carefully, mindful of the possibility of shock from the higher current lines nearby, he found the low voltage wire and started easing it gently toward him out of the conduit. There was more than he expected. He got nearly 1.5 meters coiled on the floor by his head before it stopped coming. More than he'd expected, but far less than he needed. The door was a good 4 meters away in a straight line, and he would need some slack to get it spliced into the lock mechanism.
"It's going to be a few more minutes," he called to R2,
trying to think. The low power line had 1.5 meters of slack to it, which implied the other lines probably did as well. If he could cut that much length off 2 of them, he should have more than enough to reach the lock. Which left only the problem of finding something to cut them with, and of course managing to not electrocute himself along the way.
"What I wouldn't give to have my lightsaber back for a minute," he muttered, examining the edge of his makeshift screwdriver.
It wasn't very sharp, but then the superconducting wires weren't very thick either. It was the work of a couple of minutes to pull the other wires as far out of the conduit as they would go. Standing up, he took off his tunic, wrapped one of the sleeves twice around the metal, and started sawing. He was halfway through the first of the wires when his hand slipped off the insulating sleeve and for a second touched the bare metal. Reflexively, he jerked back, banging his hand against the wall. And then his brain caught up with him.
"Uh-oh," he murmured, staring at the half-cut wire.
There was an interrogative whistle from the other room.
"I just touched one of the wires," he told the droid, "and I didn't get a shock."
R2 whistled.
"Yeah," Luke agreed.
He tapped at the wire, touched it again, held his finger against it. So Card and Mara hadn't made a mistake after all. They'd already cut the power to the outlet. For a moment he knelt there, holding the wire, wondering what he was going to do now. He still had all this wire, but no power supply for it to connect with. Conversely, there were probably any number of small power sources in the room attached to the stored replacement modules, but they were all packed away in boxes he couldn't get into. Could he somehow use the wire to get into the boxes? Use it to slice through the outer sealant layer, perhaps? He got a firm grip on the wire and pulled on it, trying to judge its tensile strength. His finger slipped along the insulation, shifting his grip. He wrapped it firmly around his right hand and stopped, a sudden prickly feeling on the back of his neck. His right hand. His artificial right hand. His artificial dual power supply right hand.
"R2, you know anything about cybernetic limb replacements?" he called, levering the wrist access port open with his metal triangle.
There was a short pause, then a cautious and ambiguous sounding warble.
"It shouldn't take too much," he reassured the droid, peering at the maze of wiring and servos inside his hand.
He'd forgotten how incredibly complex the whole thing was.
"All I need to do is get one of the power supplies out. Think you can walk me through the procedure?"
The pause this time was shorter, and the reply more confident.
"Good," Luke said. "Let's get to it."